Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk, intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current online. Stand up for. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. 822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings. Gary Wellings.
And good Saturday afternoon. Good to be back. Joining me in the studio today, Brandon Drake. Brandon.
Great to be here, G-Man.
It's always fun to have you sit in with me, so this is kind of becoming a regular gig, man. Glad you come in. It makes it so easy for me.
Well, I'm honored to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Glad to have you. And, of course, Derek in the studio producing us. Thank you, Derek.
Yeah, no problem, Gary.
Okay, so welcome to The Drift. What we do every Saturday is go over the week's events and talk about them, and hopefully you'll call in 734-822-1600 and give me your views as well as listen to Drake's and mine. And I wanted to wish my sister, Donna, a birthday wish today because she's 53.
No, I haven't met her, but happy birthday, Donna.
Happy birthday, Donna. I won't sing it for you.
Oh, Donna.
Wait, so there you go.
I had a girl.
Dude, what'd you do? Don't give up the day job. All right, stick with the calendar.
I am the worst singer on the planet.
There you go. Next to me, dude. Our sponsor this half hour, let's take care of this. Washtenaw County Veterans, VBA Chapter 310, is doing their 11th annual pig roast. Now, a lot of people know about this. And if you haven't been to it, you need to go to this. Listener Don Miller asked me to put this one out, so we're going to do it. Sunday, September 8th, from noon to 4 p.m., it's the VFW Post 423 at 3230 South Wagner Road. If you've ever driven down Wagner Road, you've seen it. It's a nice place. They're going to be doing a wonderful pork dinner, so it's probably a big pig on the spit there by the looks of it. And they're going to help raise funds for the following projects. Caring for our County Vietnam Veterans Memorial. Having parties for our local hospitalized veterans, packages to our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan, Thanksgiving dinner for Dawn Farm residents, and a bunch of other projects. So, you know what? Packages to our troops in Iran and Afghanistan is pretty important right now because in Afghanistan, I think they're not doing the hot meals. You know, we had a caller, I can't remember her name now.
Boy, is it Trudy?
Trudy, yes. Trudy was trying to work with us a little bit on getting something started, and we haven't had a chance to do that. We're just all very busy. But this is a great thing. Ticket prices are adults, $10, ages 6 to 12, $5, and under 6, free. Tickets are available at the gate. If you want more information, you can call Don Miller, 734-864-2819, or Al Dyers, 734-475-8753. And they're inviting motorcycle clubs and families and everyone else to come out. If you care about veterans and our military, come on out. And that's, again, September 8th from noon to 4 p.m. It should be a lot of fun. 11th annual pig roast.
And we can only hope that the leftovers from this pig roast are sent to the inmates at Gitmo.
Woo, dude.
Hey.
Your cruelty knows no bounds.
None.
Okay, so there we go. Never again shall a veteran be forgotten. Go to the 11th annual pig roast on September 8th. It's a Sunday from noon to 4. So there you go, Don. I hope that helps. I'll do it all the time for you. Let me know between now and then. Let's start out with your favorite topic because we're going to jack it up a little bit here. Edward Snowden just got his asylum from Russia.
In 1 year.
For 1 year.
Temporary asylum in theory.
Yeah. So they got a year to try and sell him to stay. I don't know what kind of DACAs are available there, but maybe with all the information he sold, he can get something nice. I'm just falling into your trap.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure they're going to take care of him. I don't understand, though, why the Russians would even want him at this point. I would think he's more of a liability than an asset in that they've already picked him clean. They've got all the files. They've got all the propaganda points, I would think. And now it just kind of puts relations with the United States in a more of a sour mode, and the Russians, I would think, that would look at it and say, you know what, Snowden, we love you, but not that much.
Dude, they're poking the perimeter. This is what the Russians do.
But how long are they going to keep doing that? I mean, I would think they've already maximized their poking.
You've got a weak president,
and
you've got a weak Senate, and the backfire bear bombers that have been circling Guam and poking in Alaska. It's all part of a plan. It's a power grab.
And Snowden has helped them.
Yeah, it's the biggest kid on the block, and we are still the biggest kid on the block, and they want to see if they can knock us off the hill a little bit. Now,
some say that Snowden, the hero, he's actually really benefiting Russia against the United States.
Yeah, he's obviously a political pawn. You know, you and I can go round and round on whether this thought occurred to me.
And I'm not saying you're saying that he's a hero, but there's a lot of people out there that do.
The fact that he brought something up that I think the people of the United States needed to know is a good thing. What he has done since then, I don't know. But let me ask you this. Since we don't really know, I'm going to tweak your melon a little bit.
All right.
How do we know? Because the United States is really, I think, putting up a lot more stink about this than it's worth, frankly. I mean, the damage is done. Nothing you can do about it, right? What is it going to help us to get this guy back and throw him in jail for 80 years other than cost us money to take care of him? Why do we make such a big deal about getting him back now? The damage is done.
The damage is done. However, you don't want to back off because, like I've said on this show before, it sets precedent for some other.
Okay.
I won't even.
Granted.
The word almost came out.
Granted.
To do the same. And we just can't tolerate that.
Right. So let me ask you this, because you know what? I'm a big Tom Clancy fan, and I do my fair share of reading. How do you know this isn't just the greatest spy on spy ever put together by the United States? The fact that we let him walk out of the country with four computers full of data, an NSA contractor, how do you know that we're not just – we didn't put a worm into those files and that we now have our own – virus inside the Chinese and Russian governments and anyone else who looked at that stuff, and that in order to keep it running, we have to do everything we can to make this – we got to have this guy back to punish him, and he just really screwed us. How do we know that that's not happening?
Well, we don't know anything for sure because we're not there on site inspecting everything and sitting in these meetings. However, and I wish that was true, but I just can't – I can't go there based on a Tom Clancy novel comparison.
But we don't know. Yeah, that's right. Maybe I should write this story.
We don't know for sure.
Yeah.
But I will grant you this, and I've said this also, is part of the scandal, obviously, is what Snowden did. And if, in fact, he did do this, and I'm going to believe until I'm told differently that he did do this, is that how was he able to do this? Where was the compartmentalization at the NSA? How could such a low-level staffer? This is outrageous. I hope heads rolled at the NSA over this. I doubt that they did, but they should. They should be in as much trouble as Snowden because, in a sense, they're complicit and enabled him to do this.
Dude, it's Barack Obama. How do you know he didn't tell Edward Snowden to go do this? He hates his country so much, right? I mean, you'll say that. You'll agree with me. How do we know this isn't a giant conspiracy on Barack Obama's point? Hey, I'm going to make it sound like we're mad at him, but you know what? Hey, thumbs up. Nice job, Edward.
You sounded a little like the Fonz there. Hey. But I'm not really into conspiracy theories, but you're right. Anything's possible.
It's Conspiracy Saturday.
But the damage he has done, and this is where I'm going to choose to believe the worst, because I think if you try to hope for the best in scenarios like this, you really put yourself at risk. And part of the proof, too, is they've said that our enemies around the world, including Al-Qaeda, they've changed their tactics to avoid detection. It's, the damage is already showing up and surfacing.
Right.
And then the billions of dollars probably that we're going to have to spend to revamp our system to cover the damage that Snowden has done. Okay. To make up for that.
That's possible. Again, we don't know.
And experts like Michael Hayden and others have come out and, they've been very specific about this, the damage that he's done.
Well, we need to keep on our toes. That's the federal government's fault. That's the Barack Obama administration's fault for either appointing the wrong people or hiring the wrong people in the NSA. You know what? You guys need to get your stuff better. You shouldn't be allowed to do that.
And Booz Allen, the contractor, don't know. I mean,
they should. Where's the civil lawsuit against them?
Yes,
they failed.
Yes, and contracting this work out.
We should be making them pay for everything we have to redo in order to get it done.
Where are the internal controls? Where are the checks and balances in preventing leaks like this and security breaches? And it seems like the NSA, supposedly the most sophisticated organization in the world for spying, had no controls the way it appears. None.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think we have more controls here at WHAM.
Yeah, well, yes, we lock our doors anyway.
We lock our doors.
Yeah, we don't allow somebody to walk away with computers full of information that they shouldn't be walking.
But you know what I wanted to touch on too, Gary, is we're talking about privacy, and that's a big outrage among libertarians, and maybe rightly so, about what the NSA is doing. But let's think about the society that we live in right now. Facebook that we touched on, I promise not to go off on Facebook again this week.
You love Facebook.
But Facebook.
Oh, you will Facebook.
Google. If you transfer funds with your bank from one bank account to another, there's no privacy anymore in this country. And not just this country, it's because of technology around the world. The stuff you can buy at Radio Shack or at Best Buy now used to be, you know, almost unheard of spy thriller gadgets in the 70s, you know, to take pictures and record. This stuff now is retail mainstream. So you can be walking down the street, somebody can have their phone out, they can video you, you don't know it. Now you're on the internet and you're all over the world within seconds.
Right. So make sure you watch where you're scratching your butt when you're out.
Yeah, and I never watch, so I'm in trouble already.
Right.
In the next few years, of course, drones are going to be everywhere. Not government drones. I mean, I'm sure they're already out there and more are coming. But I'm talking about your neighbor can have a drone flying around the neighborhood and you got a pool party or whatever you have going on. He can be taking pictures. You don't know it.
Neighbor on neighbor drone wars, dude. That could be what a great TV show. Drone Wars. Yes.
Oh, I'm sure that's
that
coming.
That neighbor of mine, I hate him. I'm going to get my drone out.
Even Duck Dynasty, which I've never seen,
yes.
will have drones.
Yes. Yeah, there they go.
They'll be spying on the ducks.
Maybe you and I can do that. What a great show.
Yeah.
You can grow a beard's long. Mine will be really white. But
My point, though, is that, and I've listed off several examples of why we have no privacy, but it's going to get worse. And I hate that. I guess that's one reason I'm so against Facebook. There's kind of this herd mentality that you have to be on Facebook. That's one thing. But it's like you voluntarily surrender all of your privacy. Not everybody, but a lot of people.
A lot of people do.
They put their whole life in a digital form on Facebook. And so here we are complaining about the NSA, and we voluntarily things like that or just everything else that's going on in the world, there's no privacy left. None.
Exactly. And, well, most of these things, when you sign up, you sign off on them. If I get the fine print on the credit card, you sign off. I voluntarily take a credit card or join Facebook or Twitter or whatever. I hit the accept the terms. So I expect that, you know. And I've said before, it doesn't surprise me that the government, I know that they've been listening or, you know, maybe not listening, but at least tracking and recording everything in our internet and phone calls for the last 10 years. I have no doubt about that.
Right. Creating the haystack in case you have to go back
and it's not like I'm really upset about it. I mean, I don't do anything wrong. So I don't really care. You know, look all you want, listen all you want. I've got nothing. You may not like what I have to say, but I'm not doing anything wrong. So go ahead and knock yourself out and record it if that's what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm stupid enough to come on the radio and blast it over the airwaves, so there's no secret to Gary. There's no shame in my game. You know what I mean? But I don't know that it makes sense to literally track and retain all that information from people within the United States. And we've been through this before. You know, what is reasonable search and seizure? You know, we all accept the fact that when we travel out of the country to go to another country and come back through customs, that it is a reasonable assumption for us to be searched and our luggage to be searched and checked and asked questions of. That's accepted. I think that is a reasonable search. So if I, in this modern age with this new technology, if I'm traveling virtually to another country via email, internet, or whatever, I think it's reasonable that that should be tracked in some fashion or another for the safety of all of us. So I think I'm fine with that. But you and I talking here, or you and I emailing, I don't know that that's worth it. I mean, let's face it. The FBI, right, claims that they released a report this week saying the Tamerlan Sarnaev, whatever his name is, the Boston bomber that's dead, they did everything they were supposed to do within the law.
Right.
And then washed their hands of him and never looked at him again. Seriously? And yet we have NSA taking care of every recording and internet travel. How did they not catch it? Didn't the FBI at least drop a hint to the NSA? He might want to watch that guy. You know what I mean? So it's the hypocrisy. You're going to keep all of our stuff, you and I, who are nobodies, and yet the guy that we've been warned about, yeah, it's against the law. We don't want to profile him. You know, we're not going to take another look at him. We've done everything we can within the law. No, you haven't. All you had to do was make a phone call to the NSA and say, yeah, keep an eye on it.
Well, I agree with you. And whether it's incompetence or our legal system that caused them to drop this guy, don't quote me on this, but a report I heard several months ago was that the FBI did open a file on him. They followed up on it. They tracked. They did whatever they do. And, well, they do what, we're hearing some noise there. They do whatever they do, and they, quote, found nothing. So by law, they had to dispose of the file and literally just shred it, and they were done with him.
Right.
So I don't understand that. I don't get it, but that's what happened.
Hold on. What is, we've got something plugging in on us, Derek. Can you hear that? Something coming out of the computer there.
It's the NSA. They're trying to jam us. They're trying to jam us with this inane sound that was coming across. What was that, by the way? It sounded like a woman's
this
voice.
This computer here in the shop, in the studio, anyways.
That or Jay set us up.
Yeah, exactly. Well, anyway, so, you know, the bigger picture is they're just jabbing the thumb in the eye of the United States with this move. And that's what Putin's been doing. He knows Barack Obama's a weak president. So it's just another jab in the eye. Here's another jab.
But let's touch on that. You're right. It's a jab in the eye. Putin is utilizing this guy. And those that call Snowden a patriot, a hero, like his dad calls him, you know, maybe because he's his dad, he's got to support his son. You know, he says, oh, he was raised right and he's doing all the right things. But having said what you just said, that Putin is jabbing us and sticking his finger in our eye, Snowden is a willing partner in that.
Well, sure he is.
So
at this point, he's just surviving.
How can he be a patriot and a hero when...
I don't call him a hero.
No, not you personally.
I don't know
but
that he's...
many out there.
Yeah. He brought something important to light. The side effects are obviously probably pretty bad, and maybe there was another thing. But here's another thing that's going on with the Russians, and this is why you can't not have a good relationship with the Russians. We should. They're the second most powerful country in the world, maybe besides China.
We so want to, but they just keep screwing us.
Well, it's our own fault. Look at the stupidity that we shut down our own space program. And so what do the Russians do? Things are deteriorating. We're not getting along so well. They just tripled the cost that they charge us, the price that they charge us to send our astronauts up to the space station that we basically built.
And we gave them a monopoly to be able to do that.
And how stupid is that? So again, thank you, Barack Obama. You're a moron.
Right.
You know, your decisions, you are the most inept president in the history of the world, let alone the United States. This guy's a moron. So, you know, any problems we have with Russia right now is our own fault because we're soft, we're weak, we're stupid, and that's what our government's portraying. That's what we're putting out there. So, you know, part of it is, well, it's the weakness we've been portraying.
It reminds me of the line from Animal House, son, fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life. And that's become national policy.
Yeah, life is tough. It's tougher if you're stupid. Yeah, that's another. I got a picture of John Wayne with that quote.
Okay.
I don't know that he said it, but that's what I got on my desk at work. So, all right, well, that's enough of Mr. Snowden. I got your panties in a bunch on that one. So.
Yeah.
I wanted to kick this off.
You fired me up right off the bat, so that's good.
Right, right. So let's move
on. I want to say one more thing about Snowden real quick.
No, you just can't let
I see his picture on the web, and I want to punch him. Just his look makes me want to punch him.
So
he's got
off.
That snotty little superiority. I'm so smart. Look what I did look on his face. I hate it.
Man, you are so judgmental. He might be the nicest guy in the world.
He might be, but I'd like to punch him out.
He might be the kind of guy to whip you up a nice cup of Russian tea and have a little biscuit. I don't know what they eat in Russia. I can't imagine. I've never seen a Russian restaurant, I don't think. You think they cook anything good in Russia? Borscht?
What are the fish eggs called?
Caviar.
He's probably dining with Putin right now.
I had caviar once. I wouldn't go out and spend money on it. Maybe I had bad caviar.
It looks pretty gross.
Yeah, it's nothing I would want to spend money on and eat. But, so we'll agree to disagree. I mean, not that I'm disagreeing.
No, I think
he could have done things a lot of different ways.
I think I just hate him more than you do.
Yeah, but I would like to know two things. I would like to know how badly he hurt us. And then two, when Mike Rogers and other supporters who don't like this Snowden thing say the NSA program has stopped 54 attacks against the United States.
No, 54 around the world.
Around, like
12 in the United States.
I'd still like to know.
That would be very interesting to see.
I mean, you don't have to tell me how you got it. Well, we already know how you got it, through the NSA program. So you know, at least tell us about it.
The current embassy shutdowns, what is there, 24 of them, 21 of them?
22.
22?
Yeah.
Around the North Africa and the Middle East, supposedly that came from NSA intercepts. So, I mean,
right.
It's
okay. Well, I'll bet you dollars to donuts, those intercepts were probably calls into or out of the country. You know what I mean? It wasn't something they didn't tap Joe Schmo in St. Louis who was calling somebody in Denver. You know what I mean?
Well, again, it goes back
to... chatter
to,
came from somewhere else. It's not within the country.
Yeah, it goes back to calls within the United States or internet traffic within the United States. I would like to see a little more specific routine of what they do to justify the program that they have in place.
Right.
Again, it goes back to create the haystack in case you have to go back and search for the needle. And some say, no,
right.
You can't do that. I say, yeah, I like that idea.
Well, we got Jenny calling in because Jenny's going to jump the gun and go to my next subject anyways. Good afternoon, Jenny. How are you?
Hey, hi, gentlemen.
Hi, Jenny.
May we please change the topic? Thank you.
Oh, geez.
Ooh, editorial content here.
Jenny. Yeah, go ahead. We're going to talk about Benghazi anyway, so go ahead, Jenny. I know that's what you want to talk about.
Did you hear about the actual reporter from CNN, believe it or not, that's actually hitting some stuff hard about Benghazi and asking tough questions?
Yes, we did, and that was on The Daily Drift, which reminds me to tell people, go to thedailydrift.com, and you can see all the stories like this one Jenny's talking about. Yeah. Go ahead, Jenny.
Well, I don't remember it all, but I just heard about it yesterday.
Yeah.
It's incredible. Somebody from CNN. It's awesome.
Yeah, and that smarmy little Jay Carney, who works for the Obama administration, got hammered by him. Yes, absolutely. Because we've got a track that we're going to play about that. Thanks for the call, Jenny. Appreciate
okay.
it. We're going to start with... Greta Van Susteren was actually interviewing Trey Gowdy, and that's actually track three, I think, Derek. We're kind of jumping the boat a little bit here. You got that one set up for us? Let's listen to what's new on Benghazi this week.
But he's the one who's blocking it. I mean, we can't find these survivors. I'd love to interview the survivors, but the administration is doing everything it can to hide them. They're dispersing around the country. And, of course, you know, the CNN report shows that even CIA operatives who were there are getting intimidated from above.
Including changing names, creating aliases. So you stop and think, what things are most calculated to get at the truth? Talk to people with firsthand knowledge. What creates the appearance or perhaps the reality of a cover-up? Not letting us talk to people who have the most amount of information, dispersing them throughout the country and changing their names.
Okay, there you go. So this has been my question. Why have we not heard? Any other tragedy, you get to see the survivors, they come out, they're going to be on the news 60 minutes, eventually they're going to be on Entertainment Tonight because they're doing something, you know. Not hide nor hair of these people. And now we find out they're changing their names, they're moving them around, they're giving them aliases. You know, Barack Obama is not only a liar, he's a criminal. Why? What are you hiding, Barack? Barry, Satoru, Obama, whatever you want to call yourself this week. What are you hiding?
You're just being racist.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm a total racist against stupidity. You know what I mean? I hate stupid people.
You don't,
no matter what their color.
You don't suffer fools lately.
I don't. I mean, this is criminal.
I think there's two things with Obama. The fact is, he's a fool and he's a criminal, but also that he gets away with it.
And we let him. We're the morons that voted him back into office for a second term. And then we wonder why things are bad. You know, I'm hoping those people that stayed home and didn't vote this time around learned your lesson.
The blowback to him personally is always minimal. Like with the NSA thing, you never really heard this is Obama's NSA. It's the NSA. It's almost like whenever there's a scandal, it's just automatic detachment.
Right.
Of his name with whatever the scandal is.
They're all phony scandals anyways, aren't they?
Yeah, well, yeah, it's just
phony.
Right-wing
paranoia.
Look
at Derek's looking at me. They're phony scandals, aren't they, Derek? If the media were to be believed. Well, this media here doesn't believe it. It's not.
Well, like Tim Walberg said last week, we don't have a free press.
We have no
And that's
free
why
press.
This happens.
But we're on this program. We're free as a bird. All right, we're going to catch you on the other side.
Let freedom ring.
Let freedom ring. See you on the other side.
always on the move, driving to work, getting the groceries, hauling the kids to soccer. How do they keep up to date? They listen to Wham Talk 1600, just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham for intelligent conversation with hosts like Bill Bennett, Glenn Beck, and Theron X. They stay tuned in for Fox updates, and they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 and advertise your business on Wham Talk 1600.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. The government announcing 22 of our consulates and embassies around the world are closed this weekend because of a possible unspecified terror threat. Americans traveling abroad also warned to take precautions.
The New York Times is reporting today that the U.S. picked up increased chatter between senior al-Qaeda operatives about a potential attack.
Fox's Molly Henneberg.
Britain, France, and Germany also have announced that they will close their embassies in Yemen tomorrow.
The Supreme Court refusing to delay the release of 10,000 inmates in California despite warnings by the governor and other state officials that this could cause a public safety crisis. A lower court previously ordering the state to cut its prison population to ease overcrowding.
California has already sent its low-risk prisoners to county jails, which means the ones left in state prisons are the most severe and violent criminals.
Fox's Dominic DiNatale, Fox News. We report, you decide.
I'm Gary Wellings, chief editor of The Current and The Daily Drift. With today's internet environment, it's easy to get information overload. The best way to process this information and cut through the internet chatter is to get your news delivered in a concise and effective manner. Get the news you need to know at thedailydrift.com. Check out The Daily Drift, one of the fastest growing websites around. At The Daily Drift, I find the local, state, national, and international stories you won't get from the mainstream media, and I make it easy for you to link to them. You'll also get original common sense opinions from local writers. You can even get a free subscription that will deliver a link to your email inbox every day for free. You'll also get instant access to all archived podcasts of The Drift Radio Show and links to the best articles, opinions, and websites. Go to www.thedailydrift.com. That's the news you'll need to know at thedailydrift.com.
Here at Taqueria La Fiesta, we celebrate our Second Amendment rights with our Firearm Friday discount. All CPO holders that present their current license will receive 10% discount from now until the end of July, every Friday. So stop by and see us.
Taqueria La Fiesta, 4060 Packard Road in Ann Arbor. Give them a call, 734-477-9240. 734-477-9240. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 9. Sundays, 10 to 4. Closed on Mondays.
Experience traditional Mexican food and taste the difference at Taqueria La Fiesta.
Whether you remember poodle skirts, mini skirts, or bell bottoms,
you're just the right age.
Whether you liked Ike or loved Lucy,
your help is needed.
Even if you're in your 50s, 60s, 70s, or beyond, you can sign up to become an organ and tissue donor.
Think you're too old? Think again.
Any age is the right age to donate the gift of life.
Sign up today at organdonor.gov or call 1-866-99-DONATE.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dave Janda, host of Operation Freedom, broadcasting live from Wham Talk 1600's Freedom Bunker every Sunday from 3 to 5. We are the only operating room in all of radio. Every Sunday in our OR, we dissect current events with the help of guests that Enna Media are afraid to bring to light. Our goal is to educate and empower you. I hope you'll join our OR team every Sunday from 3 to 5 right here at Wham Talk 1600. Yeah!
Even Derek's popping his head to this music. Love it.
I think Derek likes a jam more than we realize.
Yes. Yeah, a little Tupac down at Wham. Who'd have thought? Okay, so welcome back. And our sponsor this half hour will be The Current Newspaper, C-O-U-R-A-N-T, online.com. You can get your copy for free online. Just check it out, currentonline.com. The August edition is now out. If you want to advertise in it, call me, 734-629-6010.
And for those that are old school, and don't want to read their newspaper online, there's actually a print, a hard copy.
There is. We print 35,000 copies. We mail out 30,000, and the other 5,000 we drop off. So we've got some newspaper boxes getting out more. We got a lot of drop-off points. Send us an email, editor@currentonline, if you have any questions or you want to advertise with us. It's a great way to spend your print media budget. And, of course, you can advertise here on this show, The Drift Radio. Again, 734-629-6010. Call me. I'd be happy to take a sponsor or two on this show because, you know what, we drink a lot of coffee and it costs money.
It adds up.
Yes. The Current is out, and I would suggest people go to currentonline.com and check it out. It's awesome. All right, before we leave Benghazi, there is another story here this week. It's not just the fact that the Obama administration is hiding the survivors. They're also putting pressure on CIA operatives who were on the ground during the attack. Now, we didn't know there were more, did we?
No.
Dozens of CIA operatives. And what they're doing is, you know, normally in the CIA, when you do a new assignment or something's going on, something special, they will run a polygraph test on you. And they do this to, you know, just make sure everything's on the up and up and that there's nothing funny going on. Well, they have been repeatedly giving polygraph tests to our CIA operatives. Now, these are the most trusted, the best and the brightest of our country, allegedly. And the Obama administration doesn't want them talking to Congress, doesn't want them talking to the reporters, the news media. So, again, what the heck is Obama hiding? Is this all part of this thing to protect your favorite Hillary Clinton?
It really smells.
It does. It smells to heaven. This one needs to be stoked and stoked until the next election because Hillary does not need to be getting away with this. She needs to be held accountable.
Well, I was going to say the scandal smells too. I see what I did there?
You did. Yes, I did. See, people probably don't catch that at home, you and I.
Yeah.
Yes, this is outrageous. You know, this woman was running the State Department. This all goes back to her. I mean, don't let her get away with this when she runs for president, folks. You want to be properly vetted. Benghazi better come up again in the next election because this is Hillary. Her stank is all over this one.
And you know why there's a lot of reasons why she'll get away with it. But going back to, for example, one of many examples, during the campaign to become the Democratic nominee against Obama, when they were running against each other, they showed that video of her in Bosnia. She was not under sniper fire, yet she made this grandiose claim that she ran from sniper fire and when they were on the runway, which was a total psychotic lie, and she got away with that.
Well, of course.
I mean,
how
could she have even stayed in the race with something like that surfacing? She almost got the nomination, and now there's talk that she's a shoo-in for the 2016 presidential election. So how can this happen?
Well, it happens because the media is so jaded against common sense and conservatism that they allow anything to happen. One of my listeners, my own sister, actually, is talking about our next story, which we won't get to just yet, but Charlie Rangel, how he can get away with being a complete racist and nobody says anything about it.
Yeah, for decades.
Yeah, we're going to get to that in a minute. We've got Dennis from Dearborn calling in about the wage increases this week. I wasn't going to talk about that, but boy, that upset me too. Dennis, how are you?
I'm doing just fine, gentlemen. How y'all doing over there?
Good, good.
Hey, great. Thanks.
Well, I was watching Fox 2 News Thursday night. They have a segment called Let It Rip, and one of the topics of discussion that was the fast food workers wanting their minimum wage increased to $15 an hour. And I'm thinking, well, they ain't going to get that. That's not going to happen. And they also said they want to unionize workers, want to form unions. And I thought that ever since Governor Snyder signed the bill into law, Right to Work, you remember that?
Yep.
Well, I thought, hey, we already have a union in place that is decades and centuries old that's supposed to protect workers' rights. And it has a very simple name. You know what it's called?
Tell us.
The law.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. There are enough laws to protect workers. These people, here's the thing that upsets me about. You know, you cannot pay a guy that makes hamburgers or a gal that makes French fries $15 an hour. Because you know what happens? The first thing that happens is we lose the dollar menu. And I'm going to be very upset if I lose the dollar menu.
Isn't that a dollar more an hour than starting auto workers now? Don't they make about 14?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. You're right, Dennis. I mean, that's crazy. Yeah, our new Chrysler contracts and General Motors contracts, I think they start people out at $15 an hour.
Well, do you remember the state school superintendent, what was his name, Mike Flanagan?
Flanagan?
That came out not too long ago and said that every public school teacher should make at least $100,000 a year.
Ooh.
Every teacher, at least, that would be the minimum.
I'm going back to school.
So, I mean, the insanity's everywhere.
Yeah, it is, Dennis. It's troubling. That bothered me this week, too, because I had heard this before, and when it happened, they all went on strike this week. And again, that's those crazy union thugs out trying to whip up some trouble, you know, and for God's sakes, we got enough problem finding jobs for people in the city. You're trying to tell these people who are working and need the money to walk out of their jobs to prove a point?
Yeah. And we all know what happens too when you raise the minimum wage above market rates. You have to lay people off because you can't afford to keep them, and you increase automation, or you go out of business, or you cut hours for people. So it never works.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was with a union for 6 years, starting from the time I graduated from high school, 1990 to 1996. I was working for Kroger in West Dearborn, and I was part of the USCW. Well, unfortunately, when I was going to college then, we went on strike, and I ended up losing a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, sometimes it works. Most of the time, it doesn't. I mean, it's crazy that this kind of a job would be union, and to ask that kind of wage is absolutely outrageous.
You know, the other social consequence, too, of the minimum wage is that the people that need to work most and gain job experience and that discipline and that feel for working is usually the young poor in the inner city. So if you have to pay these people $15 an hour, you're just not going to do it.
Yeah,
and so they don't have a job, and they get hurt, and the perpetual poverty cycle, welfare, everything else continues.
Absolutely, because you know what? If something like that were to happen, you can tell one thing will happen immediately. Goodbye to all your fast food in the city of Detroit.
Yeah, and the other thing I want to point out, I don't know if you watched Rob Wolchek, he's been going after these Chrysler workers that have been smoking and drinking. Have you remember seeing those stories?
Yep.
I mean, the UAW... the judge sided with the UAW about one of the incidents that happened. If you saw that?
Yeah,
see that
well, that's what they always do. The unions are there to protect the worst of the worst, and all the good workers have to pay for it. So they're the ones that end up suffering.
I mean,
these unions are just outrageous today because, you know what, nobody's being mistreated like that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Right. I mean,
if
you're a hard worker and you're on an assembly line, and you see the guy next to you getting away with murder, smoking, drinking, hanging out in the parking lot, all the abuse that we know goes on, then what incentive do you have to be a hard worker unless you have a real strong moral compass? Eventually, that lazy person getting away with that's going to rub off on you, because why should you bust your butt when you're making the same amount of money when the guy next to you, you know, as an example, is not busting his butt. So you just you become part of this slug mentality of you just show up. A lot of times these guys don't even have to show up. You got your buddy punching in for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. Well, thanks, Dennis. Appreciate the call. That's great.
All right. Thank you much, sir.
So, you know, you're right. One moldy strawberry ruins the whole court.
That's a great analogy. Yeah. Absolutely. It's human nature. It's just the way it works.
Dirty buggers.
Ayn Rand, I mean, she points that out in her novels all the time.
Yep, absolutely. All right, so let's move on to, let's talk about Charlie Rangel. My sister texted me while she's listening with my mom and dad down in North Carolina. She said, "You're not supposed to mention a woman's age." Well, my other sister put it all over Facebook, so it's fair game.
I don't know what I mean?
Sorry, Donna, but it's fair game.
I don't know whose voice is worse, Charlie Rangel's or Alex Jones. You know, it's painful to listen to.
They got that gravel down there.
Yeah, that gravel.
Yeah. It's probably some medical problem that he should be getting checked out. But he's an old guy, though. You know,
there's
that's the way it is.
There's a sports caster named Pharrell. I forget his first name. And if you ever listen to him in the middle of the night, he's on CBS Sports Radio. Just the worst. He's even worse than Rangel. But anyway, I digress.
Yeah. Well, anyways, Charlie Rangel was caught on record, and I don't have it, Derek. If you can find it, I'd love to hear this, but we don't have it available just yet. He said this about Tea Partiers. Tea Partiers are the same group who fought for segregation during the Civil Rights Movement. It is the same group we faced in the South with those white crackers and the dogs and the police. They didn't care about how they looked. Now, this man can just literally go out and say whatever he wants and get away with it. Calling us, well, Trayvon called what's-his-face a cracker, too, George Zimmerman, you know. How is that not racist to the bone?
Well, it is racist to the bone, and yet the phenomenon is they get away with it.
Yes, because the liberal media lets them off the hook. Oh, it's okay. It's Charlie Rangel.
Well, the Black Congressional Caucus. I mean, how is that allowed to exist? By its name, by definition,
yeah. Imagine
it's
having
racist.
A white congressional caucus or having a association for the advancement of white people. That's, you know, really? Imagine the trouble you'd get in with that. Where's your hood? Where's your hood, Gary? Right. That's what they'd be saying. Yeah.
or quotas, which is racism.
Absolutely.
You know, let's apply that to the NBA. Now you have 80% white guys running around.
Good. Well, you'd ruin the NBA if you had a bunch of white guys, then, because we can't.
It may not be so good.
We're just not there.
Yeah.
But it's racism to the nines. This man, Charlie Rangel, he's a moron anyways. I'm going to be politically incorrect. He's economically retarded, as most Democrats and most liberal, progressive liberals are. They just don't get it. They have no idea what it is to earn a buck, save a buck, and spend a buck. It's money grows on trees. Unfortunately, it's your tree, not theirs. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and he's been around for decades spewing this nonsense.
Yeah, and what happened with him and all his overseas banking and hiding? He got away with that too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nice, Charlie. I wish I could get your gig. But it's funny that they even call it reverse racism. Racism is racism, if you ask me. There's no reverse to it. Absolutely. Disgusting what some people will be allowed to get away with while the rest of us are held to task. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to shift gears to Obamacare because, man, it's getting ugly. We'll see you on the other side.
I'm Gary Wellings, chief editor of The Current and The Daily Drift. With today's internet environment, it's easy to get information overload. The best way to process this information and cut through the internet chatter is to get your news delivered in a concise and effective manner. Get the news you need to know at thedailydrift.com. Check out The Daily Drift, one of the fastest growing websites around. At The Daily Drift, I find the local, state, national, and international stories you won't get from the mainstream media, and I make it easy for you to link to them. You'll also get original common sense opinions from local writers. You can even get a free subscription that will deliver a link to your email inbox every day for free. You'll also get instant access to all archived podcasts of The Drift Radio Show and links to the best articles, opinions, and websites. Go to www.thedailydrift.com. That's the news you'll need to know at thedailydrift.com.
Don't miss Theron's Saturday Night Rock and Rhythm Review. From the heat of Saturday night till the wee hours of the cool early morning, your fingers will be popping. It all kicks off at 4 p.m. with a special Saturday night edition of the Bone Conduction Music Show. Then from 6 to 8, it's Eddie's Caravan with Fast Eddie. At 8 o'clock, we explore America's roots with Radio John D's Greasy Skillet. Then, Johnny Danger invites you to go cruising with the best oldies from 10 to midnight. Dan Martin takes you across the pond for the best of the UK on London Calling at midnight. Followed by Del Villarreal's Rockabilly Fest, Go Cat Go from 2 to 4. Bleach down your slicks, pop your clutch, peel out, and get rubber in all four gears with Theron's Saturday Night Rockin' Rhythm Review. It all starts Saturday afternoon at 4, right here on the musical side of Wham!
The UPS Store is your one-stop shop for printing, copying, binding, and laminating. No job is too big or too small. Let owner Gail Berry handle your document needs while you take care of business. She stocks a variety of papers and can professionally finish your documents. Print brochures, business cards, flyers, menus, banners, and more. The UPS Store, Joy Road and Morton Taylor in Canton, 734-455-1313.
This is Thay Roan saying visit my Tea Party Patriot pal Gail at the UPS Store.
This is the ClarkCast with Matt Clark.
Republicans, oddly, strangely enough, who support Detroit going through bankruptcy but support Medicaid expansion. Yeah, I don't get it either, but where does this money come from? Yeah, it comes from the feds, but where does it really come from? Yeah, we both know the answer to that, and let me have a follow-up question. Can we even afford that? What's our current debt right now?
Don't miss the ClarkCast, live Sunday afternoons, 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern.
You're catching the drift. Gary Wellings and the Drift. Send the Drift on Wham Talk 1600. Call 734-822-1600 to join in the discussion.
And welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to catch our drift this Saturday afternoon. So we wanted to jump into something that you brought to my attention today, and this was the Ariel Castro, the guy that kidnapped and abused and tortured and raped the three women in Cleveland, Ohio. Boy, Cleveland's got a black eye from this kind of stuff. For 10 years, right?
10 years.
You know, let's listen to this cretin. Now, remember, I know I'm pronouncing it wrong. Cretin, Crete. Cretin sounds better. Derek,
like
you got
cretin.
That shift, that track there?
I know what I did is wrong, but I'm not a violent person. I simply kept them there without them being able to leave. Amanda, she got into my vehicle without even knowing who I was. I don't blame you. I'm not putting fault at her, but I'm just saying, I'm trying to make up a point across that I am not a violent predator that you're trying to make me look a monster. I'm not a monster. I'm a normal person. I am just sick. I have an addiction, just like an alcoholic has an addiction. Alcoholics cannot control their addiction. That's why I couldn't control my addiction.
Really?
The background noise was a little fuzzy there, but I think everybody could understand it.
This piece of subhuman filth is trying to say that it's an addiction for him to rape, abuse, beat up, and kidnap three ladies for 10 years. It's not an I don't care if it's an addiction or not. You're a piece of subhuman filth who ought to be destroyed. I wish Ohio had the death penalty.
A total scumbag, and I think they do have the death penalty, but he plea bargained so that there wouldn't be this long, lengthy trial and got 1,000 years plus a life sentence.
You know, it should be a buck and a half bullet to be done with this dude.
Here's what I hope. You know, adding on to what you said, this scumbag that tried to justify what he did by saying it's an addiction, hiding behind that and trying to compare it to alcoholism and other types of addiction. And he's not this predator. He's not this monster. He's just a normal human being that has an addiction. I hope this, I can't even say the words, in prison, I hope his cellmate gives him a colonoscopy about four times a day for about the next 20, 30 years. And when his cellmate comes out and is accused of abusing this poor Ariel Castro, that his cellmate says, you know what? I'm just a normal human being. I have an addiction. I have an addiction to sex. That's all it is.
I have an addiction to giving my cellmate a colonoscopy.
A colonoscopy free of charge.
Yeah. Derek's in there laughing. Yes, colonoscopy. That's a nice way of putting it.
So no, one of the gals said that was held by him that his hell begins now, and I really hope that's the case.
Let's hope so. So you know, whatever prison you guys down there in that prison, give him what he's got. Come, give him a little. What for?
What's going to happen though, Gary? And this is really sickening. Is that he will be isolated and kept from the general population because prisoners do not take kindly to the things that he did.
Right.
And so his life will be in danger the minute he steps out in the yard or he's mixed in with the general population. So he will be protected, extra taxpayer dollars to do this, and he will probably have a fairly stable, safe life in prison. I hope what happens to him also is what happened to Jeffrey Dahmer. I think a fellow inmate took Jeffrey Dahmer's head and smashed it against a toilet bowl and killed him.
Yeah, he didn't live too long in prison.
He didn't live too long in prison.
Yeah, he was done. Well, Mr. Castro, I hope you get what you got coming to you. Let's shift gears here to Obamacare because there's a big push to stop it in its tracks. And I'm hoping that our Democrats and the Republicans in Congress will do just that. Now, Susan Collins, senator from Maine, who's always been pretty moderate, maybe some may even say a little on the liberal side, came out this week and really put the kibosh on Obamacare. Derek, you got track two there?
Effective health care reform should provide Americans with access to quality and affordable care while also encouraging economic growth. That's not what's happening under Obamacare. Instead, Obamacare is actually discouraging small businesses from creating jobs and hiring new employees. The law also has perverse incentives for employers to reduce the number of hours that their employees can work.
There you go.
You see me smiling and laughing? I'm sorry. Every time I hear her speak on any subject, she sounds like a drunken...
I was going to say kindergarten teacher.
Yeah, she
this
sounds...
This is how we use the Elmer's glue. Very nice, Bobby.
She sounds like a drunk.
I know. It's... Yeah, that's, I was about ready to cut you off halfway through there, Derek, because I was like, oh, I can't. It's like a kindergarten teacher.
To her, yeah.
But she's making the point.
She sure
you know
is.
What? The businesses are saying, you know, out of the 900,000 odd jobs that were created this last month, 723,000 of them were part-time jobs. Folks, that should tell you something. Businesses are looking at the law and saying, I'm not going to hire full-time people. I'm going to go everybody part-time so I don't have to pay for this outrageous, stupid Obamacare.
And that's a rational move on their part.
Absolutely.
You do one thing, and then someone else is going to take countermeasures against it. In this case, the business is creating part-time jobs.
I mean, Obamacare is so bad that even the IRS, who's supposed to enforce Obamacare, doesn't want it, including the new director, Dan Werfels. Now, Representative Sam Johnson really gave him... a grilling in a congressional hearing this week. Do we have that next track there, Derek? Let's run it. Let's listen to what he says to Dan Werfels and what his reply is.
Mr. Werfel, last week your employees who are a member of the National Treasury Employees Union sent a form letter for union members to send in to ask they be exempt from the exchanges. Why are your employees trying to exempt themselves from the very law that you're tasked to enforce?
Well, I don't want to speak for the NTEU, but I'll offer a perspective as a federal employee myself and a federal employee at the IRS. And that is, we have right now, as employees of the government of the IRS, affordable health care coverage. And I think the ACA was designed to provide an option or an alternative for individuals that do not. And all else being equal, I think if you're an individual who's satisfied with your health care coverage, you're probably in a better position to stick with that coverage than go through the change of moving into a different environment and going through that process. So I think for a federal employee, I think more likely, and I would can speak for myself, I prefer to stay with the current policy that I'm pleased with rather than go through a change if I don't need to go through that change.
Yeah. Oh, I'm glad you're pleased with it. What a jackwagon. Who? How dare you, sir?
She's pretty much, you know, it's good enough for everybody else, but no thank you. We don't want it.
Yeah. Another outrage from your federal government. So, folks, until next week, go to thedailydrift.com, www.thedailydrift.com, and stay abreast of this information, educate yourselves, and share it with your friends. So, until next week. We'll see.